very big process.
With Budhara, you know Budhara?
You know, Budhara, but Bhudhara Prabhu. Bhudhara. Those who practice earth only. Go to Simbad there. After that, went to
Vladaranbari.
Yes, we went.
About 500, more than 500.
Yes.
All was. And all that dense area, hearing, so more than 500 devotees were there.
And Maharaj was dancing with his Simbad.
I was not dancing, but you were making me dance. But about 20 years in India, I left
dancing
and doing kirtan, but here I am doing kirtan. So much is speaking. After that, we went to
Birmingham.
And after that, we
left.
There in Indian temple, Sanatana Dharma Mandir. So big gathering for 3 days. I told Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things. All that on breath. So good fishing was there. I think you can describe, or Nodip Prabhu can describe something more. We went to Mena. This was our first motive to go there and to take the feet dust of Lotus Swamiji Maharaj. So many devotees with about 100 all gathered there. Come on. Here is place. Come on. This is the devotees honored us. And this. When we reached about 5:40.
Conscience.
And Mridang and Kapal and Haribo. We entered the Manas temple. And we offered our Pushpanjali to the Lord's feet of Swamiji. And we took darshan of Arpi there. Went to the room where he used to write and to take rest. And also we went to Goshala. There are so many cows there. My main object was to take the dust of the lotus feet of Swamiji. So this mission was fulfilled there. And also my mission was that the devotees who had been ignored by this kind of devotees, they should again come and they should have again faith on that mission, Swamiji's mission, what he has given them. They were like dry seeds, but I saw that after giving water, any doomed creeper becomes again
enlivened.
Enlivened
again, green, yes. Yeah.
Like this. All the disciples of the senior devotees of the Swamiji were so much glad to meet me and to hear my classes in London. They came to me and to discuss something that we have heard that your mission and preaching is different from the preaching of Swamiji. You are preaching different things. So we want to question some questions.
Brinda. Vidura. We can.
The senior.
Vrinda Vidura.
The senior.
Disciples
of Swamiji privately wanted to see me and to discuss all these things. And they put me 3-4 questions. I answered them. I told them that these are false propaganda, that his line and my line are separate. In one line, we are doing so many things. He is in the disciplic order of our Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, and all from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. His mission and teachings are not different from them. He was Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I am Bhakti Vedanta Narayan. Not in difference, but you are seeing it from very far away. And perhaps it is ignorance that you are seeing like this. Anyone can see difference between Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami has told something, but Jiva Goswami told the same thing in other words. There is difference of words, not motive. And in fact, Rupa Goswami has told that we are the Palladasi of Srimati Radhika, and none of them gopis were married to Krishna. But Jiva Goswami has told that all the gopis were married to Krishna. It seems different. But for some devotees, those who are so high rank, qualified, and those who are beginners, Jiva Goswami told for beginners that gopis were married to Krishna, and those were graduating this love affection. For them, he told that no marriage at all. Because in Srimad Bhagavad there are so many less and less instances, and there are so many slokas. Pate sutanvaya bhratribandhavan ati bilanghate anta achyutagata. It has told that gopis living behind their husband and all others, the reign of the Krishna. If they had not married to other places, and if they were married to Krishna, what was form meeting? Nothing, but hidden way, they met to Krishna in the night and they began rough. There was no any other person, only gopis and Krishna. And Krishna told that you should go to your husband. Don't be here. Then how? That they were married to Krishna? You should know, in Indian culture, Vedic culture, first Upanayan is done. Upanayan means, you know,
Upanayan.
Secretary and fire jyoti. And after that, marriage is done. Without this, marriage cannot be done. We know all that this Upanayan fire jyoti was done in Mathura, not in Vrindavan. So how it was that Krishna was married there? So marriage was married there. So Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, all are of this idea. It is called Parkiya Bhava. No? Because In marriage, in Indian culture, Vedic culture, wife becomes like a dasi, maid servant. And she is controlled by her husband. The husband has power that you can get up from my home. And she cannot tell anything if it's just lady. Like Dwarka, Krishna created once Satyavama that go at once out from my palace. He told once. Because they were married. Ramchandra told Sita twice that I cannot take you with me. You can go anywhere where you want. First he told him in Lanka, and second when he came, returned from Ajodhya, and after 11,000 years after that, in his last pastime, he told Sita that you can go anywhere you like. She went to the cottage of Valmiki, you know all these things. Sita has nothing to tell. She was telling that Ram has not left Sita, but a king has left her, his wife, for anything. And this was the fact. Ram has never left Sita. But anyhow, so if all the gopis are married to Krishna, why hiding all these things? In Vrindavan? And Krishna told that you should go to your husband, you should not come to me. If the husband is blind, he's so poor, penniless person, he is wicked or anything, he has leprosy, yes, you should go and serve them. But Krishna was devoted by gopis. He told that you are Parampati and you are our Guru. So Guru must be worshipped first than animals. We will accept our husband, but first you are Guru, getting so many beautiful teachings, so we will worship first you. And if you are not a king, then you are doing against Vedic rite, Vedic culture. Krishna began to smile, and then dance was gone, rash itself. So, if there was marriage there in Vrindavan, then they were equal to Satyabhama, Rukmini and all 6,108 queens. No difference at all. So why Radhika and gopis are superior then? But Jiva Goswami was initiated by Srila Rupa Goswami and he was disciple of Rupa Goswami. Then why he told? Who told for juniors and those who are not so qualified. But he is also true. By the angles of vision, of Siddhant, he is right. And Rupa Goswami, angle of vision of praying, both are right. As a Siddhant, Jiva Goswami is telling the same thing, and Rupa Goswami same thing. Jiva Goswami has given one proof that in childhood, when Krishna was a boy of 1 year or 2 years, Nanda Baba took him and went to grazing in Bhandirvan, very dense forest, very dense forest. There is the sky was full of clouds, and it is about to heavy rain, and it was winter season. Nanda Baba thought, what to do? Heavy rain is coming and wind is coming also. In the meantime, a beautiful, very beautiful girl came, and she was the daughter of Vishvanu Maharaj, Srimati Radhika, very little girl. And he did like so, and Krishna came out from the hands of Nanda Baba to the hands of Srimati Radhika. And at once taking Krishna, she vanished and went in the dense forest. Very, very big banyan tree was there, and it is called Bhandirvat. It was within 2-3 miles. So it was. And there, at once Brahma came with 4 Vedas in 4 hands and began to recite mantra, and all the Sakhi came, and Krishna became Kishore, the age about 14, and Srimati Radhika as 13, and they get each other
garland.
And this is a kind of marriage. So marriage was done. But only gopis and Srimati Radhika and Krishna knew. Nanda Baba or anyone could not know. But marriage was done. Ji Goswami is telling that, oh, marriage was done. It is right. And one thing more. When Brahma has stolen all the cow herd boys and the calf and kept it in the cave, then Krishna for 1 year became all the cow herds and calf, even their cloth, even their bansi, even their everything, kambal, you know?
Blanket.
Everything he became. No one knew this fact. They thought that the children, their cubs, are there. In 1 year, the priest of Yadav, Gargacharya, declared that this is a very pious year. In this year, any father and mother, they can give marriage to daughters to any group, and they will be very good result. It will be mangalam. The girls will never be widow. And they will be so wealthy, and less cow will be there. At that time no wealth, but cows were built. So go dhan, it has been told. So all the gopis were married to Krishna. But in Krishna was in other shape, in the shape of all cowherds boys. So marriage was done also there. But no one knew that Krishna was all the gopis, and all the gopis were married to Krishna. But in fact it was done. Also we should know that who were gopis? Who is Srimati Radhika? In Brahma Gayatri, Bhargah Devasya, Devasya Krishnasya Bhargah. The potency of Krishna, the power of Krishna, the energy of Krishna is Srimati Radhika. She cannot be differentiated. Like iron and fire and its heat, sun and sun's hot are rays. They cannot be separate. They are one. So if they cannot be separated, we cannot separate fire and its energy. We cannot separate, you know, mrigamada, kasturi,
musk,
you know, it comes from the
navel
of
deer.
The fragrance and that, what?
Musk.
They cannot be done. But anyhow, they can be done. How they can be done? Take a fire here, fire in bunny. Go some distance from fire. Heat is coming up to there. They are filling heat there. But fire is there. If heat is not different to fire, how heat goes there? Some difference. But without fire, heat cannot be. So, different and non-different, both at a time. So Srimati Radhika and Krishna, different and non-different. Actually they are not different, but for Vilas. Vilas, you know?
First time
they become. So, all the gopis are kaya vyuha, manifestations of Srimati Radhika. They are not like us, soul. They are not soul. You should know. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Siddham Subal, all the gopis are not soul but the energy of Krishna. And one part that energy, which is the success pramukha,
principle,
is Radhika. All are manifested in all gopis. Why? For Vilas. If there is a kripa, but no leaves, no fruits, no manjari, then no
duty.
So all the gopis are from Radhika, being themselves a Radhika. There is no difference between leaves and trees. No difference. But some difference. This is called Achinta Bheda Bhedvad. Our mind and body, they are separate from soul. Not Achinta Bheda Bhedvad. But Krishna and our soul are different and non-different. So it has been told regarding Shakti and Shaktiman. Krishna is Shaktiman and Srimati Radhika and all the gopis are. So there is difference and non-difference. So what is the use of marriage there if there is the potency, energy of Krishna? No. So Rupa Goswami has told, Jiva Goswami has told, by Siddhanta they are of Krishna and they will be of Krishna. No use of marriage. And if to show marriage has done no harm. So Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami in the same category, in same line. No difference of opinion. But it seems that there is difference of opinion. To whom it seems? Those who are not qualified for them. But those who are qualified, no difference. In the same way, he came first and he used to cut the jungle and told that, oh, come on with us and have a, what?
Axe.
And cut all jungles. And after, when the jungle is clear, anyone is telling that, we should give a seed there. And again he told that I give some water and sprouts come. She tells, oh, again you should give water. And then lips are coming, manjaris are coming, fruits are coming, and you are tasting that fruit. In the same line, all these things. But if you tell that he gives said, but at that time no lips, it is different, then lips are coming. No difference at all. So, or all the acharyas in on this sattvic order have told the same thing. Swamiji has come to Western country for this. They also told that Jeev has come from Golok Vrindavan. I told that I will not answer this question. I want to read some
quotations
from Swamiji. And you should read and then you should realize what is true. I read there about 14 chapters, quotings of Swamiji. They told that, oh, we have not read this. never read this. And we have done like so. So no difference at all. So far, beginners, it can be told that you have come from India. No way to make them understand, because they are learning A, B, C, D. But friend will go in metric and after that in graduate classes, they will know this. Jadgatvana nivartante taddham parma. Anyone goes there, never returns. In Gita, in Srimad Bhagavat, 100 times it has been told. I told him to read all these things from the books of Swamiji. And he read, and all that was. Oh yeah, all these things are here. Okay, yes, all these things are there. What I tell, all the things are in Swamiji books. I don't tell anything beyond what he has told. Anything. New nothing. He has no time at that time. Only he came here and in only 15 or 14 years, he went all over the world. And after he went. At once, so everything he cannot tell. But he has written in his all books, all everything. Those who are so intelligent and those who are read in the guidance of any good Vaishnava, realized Vaishnava, sincere Vaishnava, that is so. Oh, close your
open your eyes.
Open your eyes and see. Yes. Here it is. That alone. Oh, they are in false propaganda. Here. Now you are seeing that you are telling all these facts through, you are not in other land. And they began to pursue me. Where I went, they all went in a group. And Gaur Premanande. If you want to hear something, that what I answered them. You have that here?
In the other room.
If you want to hear. He has given the page number. He has given the slope where he has told in purple. But we are not so much. I found that we can see. Our in Gita everything is there. But we are Gita reading daily. But I know that you don't know the deep meaning. Very deep meaning. Yes, written his purpose, but purpose meaning is also so deep that key is in the hands of very
qualified
devotees. each sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam Gita has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 meanings. Deeper?
Most.
And when we realize this, we jump, our hearts begin to jump. Oh, how beautifully Vyasadeva has written in this thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, what has not told in Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything is written openly. And he has told, at first when I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was so much fear. I'm fearing at that time. It should not be
disclosed.
But I knew that. I know that. There are so many kinds of animals. So many kinds of animals. You know camel?
Yes.
What they take?
They
will not take mango. You know crow?
Yes.
Crow sits on the branches of any neem tree. Neem is so much
bitter.
But pila.
Yellow.
That first fruit. Yeah. And crows especially will sit there. And behind that tree there is a mango tree. And very delicious and sweet fruit of mango is there. So fragrant and so sweet. But yet he will not go there. He will sit on the neem tree and he... Oh, very good thing. I have never said that like that. But the cuckoo birds and parrots will never sit on neem tree. From far away they will smell the sweet smell of mango and they will go and sit on the mango branches and they will give their mouth that mango and they will taste so much. So in this world there are persons like also animals, dharma nehina pashubhi samana. Those who have not realized soul, they don't know what is body, what is soul, they think that this soul is this body. No difference. And when anyone is dead, everything goes. They have no realization of Atma. They don't know. They must be puzzled for this sense gratification. Like Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon Bonaparte, you know. Oh, in our country, Kamsa, Jarasandha, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all that is at first, there were only two brothers, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And Ravana,
Kumbhakarna,
two only brothers. Now we see that only one devotee are, and all the other tribes, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kamsa, all. You know that in England there is a very problem for beef,
cow.
They have created themselves. And now they are struggling. So we make so much. Because we know that this body is myself. And we have come only for sense gratification. But really we have come to realize soul, what is body, why we are coming, from where we are coming, where to go below. We are struggling for whole life to collect all the things by which we will be so happy. But we see that after death, this one hair, anything of this world, they cannot take. Where to take and where to go, they don't know. All is in dark. Why they are doing so much things for happiness? But we see that all is turning in unhappiness. Of why? We know that any person of America, motor car wala,
Alfred Ford.
Ford. So much wealthy. And again, more he wants. More is coming. I heard that he was so fat. He could not
go in his car.
So the street motor rusty. He has to write on his car, then crane was used. Then he used to choose, then like this, water is given. And he could not take one half glass of koi rus
juice
of orange. And doctors used to come, always having. What is this? Is it happiness? Is it result of wealthy wealth? We'll have to be old. Have to go. We are bound to be old.
Samuel.
No? Whole, in this whole world, all scientists will come and they will manage that, and all doctors, everyone will come. Whole wealth. But when we are dying, they cannot shake us, stop us from dying. We have to die. We should think that after death, what we will take there. I told you one story of thread and needle. We cannot take a thread and needle. All scientists and doctors will come and they will try that our this hair should not be white. But if they will be white. Our eyes are bound to it so much weak, and one day so many persons will come and they will take our body and they will take us to burial ground. And we will be put there. We know. But yet we are struggling. Then also. What? Duplicity and hypocrisy for all this. So we should know all these things and try to be sincere and pray God. And God of God is Krishna, Supreme Personality of
God.
He is ocean of rush. He is powerful. He can do anything. No? So we should try to take his shelter, Lord's shelter, and try to surrender ourselves in the Lord's feet of that God. Then we may be happy. And the chain of birth and death will be stopped there. Otherwise, no. You will have to go. You will have to become cows also. And the persons which are taking the place and all these things, they will have to be cow, and cows will come in the shape of men and they will take them. Everything comes. Reaction. Must be reaction. So we should try to avoid all these bad things and try to take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarva dharmana parityajya. What is the difference in my this line of preaching and Swamiji line? I think that Swamiji has told everything. But anyone should have eyes to see all these things. The same thing Siddhan Maharaj was a very great philosopher. Siddhan Maharaj, very great philosopher. Or Guru Maharaj was very good, great philosopher. Bona fide philosopher. And we are like so. But we could not realize them who was. Swami was like this. We could not realize him. We think that we can satisfy him. We can please him by outer
external
activities. But he has not come for these things. He has come to take us in line of bhakti yoga. So I told them, and I showed them so many
quotations
of Swami, and there they changed. They told that, oh, these are false propaganda about him. And they again came with me several places and heard me there. And they served me so much and helped me. Again, leaving them, I have come to Holland, but as I took all you all in my pocket, and always I remember to see you. I'm remembering, I'm feeling separation from them also. Some of them, many of them have told that we